Good evening and welcome. You're watching Left, Right and Center with me, Sanket Upadhyay. Three stories that we are focusing on today. Story number one, the standoff or the showdown between the Treasury and the opposition benches is only continuing. It's not stopping. This is day four. Rahul Gandhi reached Parliament. He said that before I could offer an explanation, I wanted to, the House was adjourned for the day. So, in a subsequent press conference, he says, hence proved the point that I make that I am not allowed to speak in Parliament and my mic is turned off. The BJP has hit back to say that Parliament is not your fiefdom, that you walk in, waltz in, and then expect that suddenly you'll be allowed. So there is a procedure which needs to be followed. Now the big question over here is that come tomorrow, Friday, will Rahul Gandhi be allowed to speak or not? And will there be a clarification? And then eventually, will the House function? Because clearly for the past 4 days, this has not happened. So in that context, Rahul Gandhi versus government, because four union ministers have mounted an attack on Rahul Gandhi. Is this a mic shut or a mic drop moment for these two respective political parties? Also on the show, and we'll be showing you a short toon clip. This is a new cartoon series which the Bharatiya Janata Party has launched, a 4-minute cartoon which shows Narendra Modi, who is apparently facing a lot of barbs from the Congress party, and then he just continues. The name of this cartoon is Chalte Jana, and it's got a song also right in there. Is this the Bharatiya Janata Party's messaging for 2020? You see, the cartoon showed a lot of things, but it skipped a lot of things too. We'll play that cartoon and also what is our impression of that cartoon and what do cartoonists feel and politicians feel about this cartoon. That will also come up on the show. And then later in the broadcast, we'll also be getting you a ground report from Maharashtra where a long march for a long-standing demand of the farmers is going on. What ails the farmers? Why has this become a crisis management deficiency for the government? Why do the farmers have to walk for so long for their demands to be made? But before we kickstart the discussion, let's quickly play out what Rahul Gandhi said today in his press conference and the counter-attack by the BJP.
Four ministers have raised allegations against me in Parliament House. It is my right to be allowed to speak on the floor of the House. I requested the Speaker today. I went to his chambers and I requested him. And I said, look, I would very much like to speak. I told him that people from the BJP have made allegations against me. And as a member of Parliament, it is my right to speak. He was non-committal.
ये बहुत क्लियर होना चाहिए कि राहुल गांधी देश के सामने में और लोकसभा में आकर के माफी मांगना ही होगा. इस तरह का बातें करके देश को नुकसान पहुंचाया है और एक तरीके से भारत के संविधान को भी उन्होंने इंसल्ट किया है.
I would like to introduce our guest this evening. Tavleen Singh is a columnist and an author. Neerja Chaudhary, senior journalist, is with us. Sharad Gupta, senior editor of the Lokmat Group. We also have Manjul, who's a noted cartoonist. And thank you very much, Mr. Manjul, for joining us. We're going to play that cartoon in just a short moment. And Shama Mohammad, spokesperson of the Congress party. In just a short moment, we'll have Mr. Kailash Soni, MP, Rajya Sabha MP of the Bharatiya Janata Party, also with us. Ms. Tavleen Singh, I want to begin with you first. This standoff, this showdown for 4 straight days, where surprisingly, we saw that the Treasury benches were equally guilty of stalling the proceedings in Parliament. What do you make of this?
It's very hard to understand what they're doing. Because for a start, Rahul Gandhi said what he did like a week or 10 days ago, I think. And he didn't say anything that he hasn't said before. It was not an attack on India. I think that, you know, in fact, I tweeted about the fact that he used a little bit of reckless language in the way that he said that Indian democracy was dead, etc. It's not dead. We know that. But he has a right to his opinion and he has a right to express it where he wants to. What is this nonsense about foreign soil in the time of internet? You know, it doesn't matter where you're sitting, you will be heard. So, you know, I mean, it's kind of as if there's some sort of other strategy that the BJP is playing to, because it's very, very hard to understand why they are stalling parliament over this.
Okay, Shama Mohammed, what do you make of this? You see, when the Bharatiya Janata Party was asked this question, that Rahul Gandhi has come today, and Rahul Gandhi in his press conference says that I came there today, I wanted to speak and I was still not allowed, the house was adjourned. Let's see if I get lucky tomorrow. The BJP says that stop treating parliament as your personal fiefdom. You can't just walk in and expect that you'll be allowed to speak.
You know, Sanket, it's really funny. The BJP is saying that don't treat parliament as your personal fiefdom. Mr. Narendra Modi has been treating this parliament like his personal fiefdom for years now. See, there are important issues out there. There is the Adani issue right now, and we need answers. It is our right as an opposition to ask questions. Do you remember before 2014, we had the Agusta Westland issue? I still remember it very well, what happened in parliament. In fact, we stopped the deal. We asked Mr. A.K. Antony, the then defense minister, was ready for a JPC. Just look at that. Whatever the other allegations against us, whether it was 2G, whether it was coal, whether it was various other things, you know, what we did at that point of time, when there was an allegation, we would ask the minister or the chief minister, whoever was there, to step down. And there would be an impartial investigation. There would be a CBI or even whatever they have asked for, we have done. Now, that is because we have a spine. We have nothing to fear about. And we are transparent. And let's not forget who got an RTI, the Congress party. So here there is huge allegations against Mr. Adani. There is cronyism. There are many things, you know, how the stock market was being manipulated, accounting fraud, his brother Vinod Adani having shell companies in Mauritius and many other places. So what we are asking is for a discussion. And we don't have. We never had a discussion on China. We never had any, you know, demonetization. Many, many things I can take up right now. And the Prime Minister just comes to give his speech, his sermons, like Mann Ki Baat. Has he ever been there for discussions? The Prime Minister is never there. So the BJP does not have anything to question us on this particular thing. And when Mr. Rahul Gandhi came there, just look at how modest he is. He came out there to give an explanation because he said very clearly, four ministers have been putting questions against me and I want to answer in parliament. I'm a member of parliament. It's my right to answer in parliament. And they do not allow that. He's coming out and saying clearly, I'm going to answer you. He never said, you know what, I'm not going to answer for any of these questions the Bharatiya Janata Party is questioning me. Because he's not an arrogant person. The arrogance of the Bharatiya Janata Party, the arrogance of Narendra Modi and the fear of Narendra Modi to not give out any answers regarding Mr. Adani surely clearly shows there is collusion, there is involvement of the Bharatiya Janata Party government. You know, in fact, yesterday when they were walking, the members of parliament of different 12 political parties were walking towards ED, why were they stopped? If you have nothing to hide, okay, let them go with the letter, let them do a JPC.
Okay.
You know, that is important. Why not a JPC when you have nothing to hide? Na khaunga, na khane dunga. To dikha dijiye hame. Aap kyo dar rahe ho? Ye hai hamara sawal. JPC karwa dijiye.
Okay. Nirja Chaudhary and Sharad Gupta. Mr. Gupta, to you first. It's not like JPC demand has not been placed by the opposition. In the past also on the 2G allegations, we saw a demand was placed. The functioning of the house stalled. In fact, a whole winter session wiped out in the year 2010. And a JPC was constituted. Right? But Mr. Gupta, in this case, how do you respond to these allegations that the government itself is trying to stall the functioning of parliament so that it does not have to answer uncomfortable questions? And to that effect, has Rahul Gandhi succeeded in putting the government on the mat?
In fact, as the TMC spokesperson, Derek O'Brien himself has put in very succinctly today that there have already been 12 JPCs. And the outcome is very well known, and hardly have JPCs produced any results because they are always dominated by the ruling party. So he himself wants, means the Tridamool Congress wants not JPC but a Supreme Court monitored probe. into whatever the allegations against Mr. Adani are. So the opposition itself is divided. But you're right. This is the first time that the ruling party itself is stalling the parliament. In fact, ever since 2014, when NDA has come to power, and parliament has been consistently being stalled by the opposition on one issue or the other. Sometimes it's...
No, so now it is the right of the government.
No. In fact, as the tradition is, the onus of running a smooth parliament lies on the ruling party.
Hmm.
So if ruling party itself is stalling the parliament...
Then there is a problem.
Yeah.
No, because so, see, you want Rahul Gandhi to apologize. Right. By you, I mean the government. The government says that, and many representatives of the government, from inside the house and from outside, this daily, Nirja Chaudhary, there is a daily press conference by a union minister. At 9.15, for the past 2 to 3 days, we are seeing that one union minister every day at 9.15 or 9.30 a.m. holds a press conference and demands an explanation and an apology from Rahul Gandhi. So do you think then it will be just for him, for Rahul Gandhi to be allowed to come and give an explanation? He says it is my right because I've been accused from inside parliament. I want to reply inside parliament.
I think that's a fair demand, that he is being charged, as he said, by 4 union ministers, senior people in the ministry of Narendra Modi. And there are serious charges that are being made and the apology demanded. Therefore, yes, as an MP, he should be given the right to have his say. Now, procedure, the BJP has a valid point. It has to be under a procedure. You cannot walk into parliament and say, I'm now going to make my statement because you have accused me of ABCD. So I think that, I mean, this is easy enough to work out, you know, under whatever rule, suitable rule, you allow him to have your say. And I would say, Sanket, very serious issues are being raised. There are issues that the Congress and the opposition are raising about Adani. It's only legitimate that there should be a proper discussion, even as inquiries are underway. Supreme Court monitored inquiries, SEBI is seized of the matter. But still, I think in a parliamentary democracy, it is the right of the opposition to say we want to have a discussion. And the government has normally been willing. Government can put its side of the story, the facts and figures, and where the inquiry is in parliament. So also, I would say there should be a discussion in parliament on the state of democracy in India. I agree with Tavleen. You know, Rahul Gandhi has the right to say on foreign soil what he wants to criticize the government. But there may be a problem what somebody said, Bhasha ka lafda. I mean, going over the top in the way he expressed it. And it has put up people's hackles. And that apart, but the issues that are being raised, that very serious issue, and very strong language, the democracy is undone in India. One may not agree with that, that our democracy has very serious flaws in India today, and they need to be addressed and looked at. But I wouldn't say the democracy is totally undone. But yet, I think the time may have come to have a substantive debate on the status of the state of democracy in the country, in parliament.
In parliament. So that discussion can happen in parliament. Yeah, before I come to you, Shama Mohammed, you see there is another dynamic which I want to introduce in this discussion, and that has to do with a cartoon that has been released by the Bharatiya Janata Party. The cartoon is very interesting. First of all, I would like our viewers to see a short excerpt of that cartoon. It's about 4 minutes. You can go on YouTube, check the BJP handle and see. Just a short excerpt here, and then we'll analyze.
Chai 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 ch
there is a subtle message from the BJP. Modi, you see Modi in a contrast with the Congress, only the Congress, not other regional parties. You see Sonia Gandhi and Rahul, who feature in the in this cartoon, but not other players. There is also a clear attempt to position Modi against Rahul Gandhi in order to create a Rahul versus Modi contest for 2024. There is a constant effort at revisiting the past to politically demonize the Congress party. There are comments like Chaiwala, Neech, all of them have been highlighted. And key schemes of the Modi government have been shown in contrast, against an abusive Congress. There are allegations like Rafael, which has also been shown in the tune. And a very clear message where there are lots of, a very angry and agitated Rahul versus a very calm and determined Narendra Modi. So that's the key message as far as this cartoon is concerned. But you see, this BJP tune, is this the way the battle is going to go in 2024? We have Manjul, who's a noted cartoonist, who's with us. Mr. Manjul, I want to come to you now. I don't know whether you've seen this cartoon or not, which has been released by the BJP. The BJP started doing this a lot. They use cartoon strips for their messaging. It has often been said that they're better at using campaigning tools than perhaps their opponents. But do you think that this messaging, or could you find some other hidden messaging in this cartoon, which the BJP is trying to use to communicate to its constituents?
Thank you, Sanket. See, I never had any doubt that BJP doesn't recognize the power of cartoon, the kind of pressure as a cartoonist I have faced in the past like 6-7 years. I know that they know the power of the cartoon. Okay, and they want to use it in their own favor. But if you look at it, this particular film, I have watched it today only, after I brought an invitation from anything. So, I have noticed a couple of things. And I'm pretty sure that many viewers will also notice it. Like, Notbandi is not there in the card. Like, GST is not there in the card. Mm-hmm. Both the things were like, we were told that
there are certain events conspicuous by their absence.
Yeah, we were told that those were masterstroke by Modi Gong. So,
very interesting.
You cannot expect from a political party to release a film, whether it is cartoon or whether it is an ad film or whatever, to highlight their failures. They will always try to
show your achievements. Yeah.
Yeah. Their message.
But this contrast with only the Congress, what do you make of this? Only Congress. No other opposition leader. No Kejriwal, no BRS, no Mamata Banerjee. Only Congress.
See, one reason is that they have invested heavily on Congress. Like, they have invested like 12, 13 years. To demonize Congress and Rahul Gandhi and Sonia Gandhi. So, in people's mind, if they look Modi against Rahul Gandhi, so that definitely gives Modi an edge. Probably BJP wants that edge. Like I told you, that they are not talking about Notbandi, they are not talking about GST. They are talking about Rahul Gandhi.
Okay, Miss Singh wants to come in. Miss Tavleen Singh wanted to come in. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I want to say two things. One is that the Congress is the only other national party that we have. We're heading to 2024. We have a general election. The Congress party is the only challenge to the BJP. What I find interesting and puzzling is that on the one hand, we have the BJP talking about how Modi is the most popular leader in the world. They love saying that, he's in the world, the most popular leader. And it's true, his approval ratings are very high. So why is he insecure? Is it insecurity Or is he trying to target Rahul Gandhi because he likes the fact that when he is up against Rahul Gandhi, he is seen as the most serious leader?
I think that's it. Yeah, Shama Mohammed. First of all, I just want to know from you, Shama Mohammed, is this also a realization within the Congress party that Rahul Gandhi is going to be your big face in the lead up to 2024?
I mean, there is no doubt about that. I mean, there's no denying it. And what we see right now is every
time... So even if we are not a presidential election format, yet we see a Rahul Gandhi versus Modi contest.
See, Rahul Gandhi is our leader, and that's very clear. Now, what I would like to say is, Ms. Tavleen saying, I'm happy that she is on this, this time, she's on our side more than Mr. Modi. But what I would like to say is that...
I'll give you a right to reply, Ms. Singh. Don't worry.
Yeah, so what I would like to say is that the Bharatiya Janata Party is rattled, must say, rattled by Rahul Gandhi. Every time they say, ye kaun hai, kuch nahi karega, dekho ye, they call him names. But at the end of the day, they get very rattled when Rahul Gandhi speaks in parliament. When Rahul Gandhi speaks abroad, they really are rattled. Number two, Ms. Chaudhary is somebody I have huge respect for. She said what Rahul Gandhi had said abroad. And he clearly said also there that this is our internal problem. It's our problem and we have to solve it. But Ms. Chaudhary, 2014 onwards, 2016, 2017, what did Mr. Modi say in China, Korea and even Muscat? In China and Korea, he said, China, one is ashamed to be an Indian before 2014. The other place he said it was a sin to be an Indian before 2014. All the business people are leaving. It was a sin. So that means he's insulting all Indians. He's insulting freedom fighters like Gandhiji, Jawaharlal Nehru, Vallabhbhai Patel, including Vajpayee, their own Advani, everybody, every leader, every Indian.
Okay, I think I've got the point. I've got your point, Shama Mohammed. Please do hold on. We'll come back. Ms. Shama Mohammed, as well as Tavleen Singh, Ms. Chaudhary, Mr. Gupta, and Mr. Soni. My request to you is please stay on. We're going to come back in a short break, in a short while, and we'll continue this discussion. Left, Right and Center continues after the short break. Kailash ji, mera sawal ye hai. कि आप देखिए कांग्रेस लगातार ये कह रही है कि आप कह रहे हैं राहुल गांधी ने विदेश में जाकर के बदनाम कर दिया, भारत की बेइज्जती की, और यहाँ पर वो लगातार वो सारे पुराने वक्तव्य और बयान प्रस्तुत कर रहे हैं जहाँ प्रधानमंत्री मोदी खुद चाहे वो चीन हो, साउथ कोरिया हो, यूएस हो, ऑस्ट्रेलिया हो, कहीं भी हो, वो वहाँ पर बहुत सारे ऐसे बयान दे रहे हैं जिसमें वो राजनीतिक रूप से बुराई कर रहे हैं, 70 साल से कुछ नहीं हुआ ऐसा बोल रहे हैं, ये कह रहे हैं कि पहले लोग सोचते थे कि क्या हमारी किस्मत खराब है कि हम हिंदुस्तान में पैदा हो गए, एक पांव हमारा उनका वैसे ही बाहर था, तो ये देश की बेइज्जती नहीं हुई, ऐसा क्यों?
देखिए मोदी जी जो बात कर रहे हैं वो नीतिगत कर रहे हैं, पॉलिसी के अनुसार कर रहे हैं कि क्या पॉलिसी अडॉप्ट करना थी और क्या की है और जन सरोकारों पे किस तरह के काम हुए हैं। उनने जैसे अपने पूर्व प्रधानमंत्री जी ने कहा कि हम 1 रुपया भेजते थे, नीचे 15 पैसा पहुंचता था, उनकी स्वीकारोक्ति है। उनने नीतिगत मसले उठाए हैं, राष्ट्र की कोई अपमानजनक बात ये टॉलरेटेबल नहीं है कि इस देश में डेमोक्रेसी ही नहीं है, इस देश में लोकतंत्र नहीं है, हमें बोलने नहीं दिया जाता। ये कौन बोलेगा, इस बात को कौन स्वीकार करेगा, ये विषय है। मोदी जी जो बोल रहे हैं वो नीतिगत बोल रहे हैं और ठीक बोल रहे हैं और जनता की उस पर स्वीकार्यता है क्योंकि उसने भुगता है, इसलिए बोल रहे हैं। और अब हमने क्या प्रमोट किया है, क्या हमने प्रगति की है, ये इस ढंग का उनका भर्सन सारे देशों में है। मोदी जी को मालूम है कि किस देश में और क्या बोलना और देश के संदर्भ में क्या बोलना
जी,
ये कोई ना समझ आदमी नहीं है।
ओके ओके,
12 साल के मुख्यमंत्री है, 7 साल के प्रधानमंत्री है।
Right to reply to Shama Mohammed, please. Yes, Shama Mohammed, you first heard the response of Mr. Soni.
Volume is not clear. I couldn't hear much. One he said is that
Nitya he's saying he spoke on policy. He spoke on what was the reality.
So the
reality of the time.
Basically, नहीं नहीं उनको बता दीजिए कि नीतियों के ऊपर कैसा होता है, शर्म आना चाहिए 2014 के पहले आप यहाँ है हिंदुस्तानी है तो वो कैसे पॉलिसी होता है। मैं समझ सकती हूँ कि पॉलिसी क्या होता है कि नीतियां क्या होता है, हमको भी समझ आता है ना। हम तो आप नहीं सोचिए कि जनता इस देश का बुद्धू है, वो मत सोचिए। जब आप बोलते हो कि शर्म आना चाहिए तो उसका मतलब क्या है, ये गुनाह है आप हिंदुस्तानी है 2014 के पहले, उसका मतलब क्या है। और आप जाके बोलते हो कि दूसरे देश में कि कांग्रेस पार्टी भ्रष्ट है, कौन जेल जा चुके हैं कांग्रेस पार्टी से, आपके जो येदुरप्पा है 2011 में जेल जा चुके हैं भ्रष्ट होने के कारण से, आप उसका जवाब दे दो। हमारी पार्टी से कौन जा चुके हैं जेल आप बताइए, नाम दे दीजिए। आप आरोप लगाते हैं लेकिन कौन कन्विक्टेड है, एक ही है येदुरप्पा। तो आप इस तरह के आरोप मत लगाओ, हमको पता है कि आपको इस टॉपिक से डिस्कस नहीं करना चाहते हो। आप जो अडानी जी है उनके बारे में बात नहीं करना चाहते हो, पता है कि अडानी और मोदी के बहुत अच्छा संबंध है। आपके जो फाइनेंस मिनिस्ट्री व्हाट डिड दे डू, उन्होंने कहा था कि 2000 जब वो एयरपोर्ट्स दिया था 6 एयरपोर्ट्स, उन्होंने कहा कि उनके ऊपर इसके ऊपर आपत्ति था, नहीं देना चाहिए था 6 एयरपोर्ट इनके ऊपर, ये तो फाइनेंस मिनिस्ट्री ने कहा, हमने नहीं कहा है। उन्होंने ऑब्जेक्शंस रेज किया।
ओके, बिफोर आई गो बैक टू मिस्टर कैलाश सोनी, मिस्टर सोनी कैन यू हियर मी, कैलाश जी मेरी आवाज आ रही है आप तक? थोड़ा सा डिले है तो आई हैव टू चेक।
जी आ रही है, बराबर आ रही है।
जी तो शमा मोहम्मद का ये कहना है कि आप मुख्य मुद्दों से संसद में भाग रहे हैं, आप चाहते ही नहीं है कि एक चर्चा हो हिंडनबर्ग पे, एक चर्चा हो जिसमें ये पता चले
ना कि अडानी के ऊपर किसने 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 क्या
लेट्स टेक अ रिप्लाई फॉर यस मिस्टर कैलाश सोनी।
अपने अपने सरकार ने कहा है
मिस्टर सोनी,
ऐसा कौन सा मुद्दा है जिस पे डिस्कशन नहीं हुआ, और इन्हें किसी डिस्कशन से संतोष नहीं होता। किस तरह के झूठे आरोप पेगासस के लगाए, किस तरह के झूठे आरोप रफाल के लगाए, सुप्रीम कोर्ट के वर्डिक्ट आ चुके हैं, हमने वही बात कही कांग्रेस भ्रष्ट है, जो बात राजीव गांधी जी ने स्वीकार की है, इसमें कोई अपमानजनक बात नहीं है। आपके प्रधानमंत्री जी ने ये आरोप लगाया कि हम एक रुपया भेज के नीचे आता है, इन्हें डेमोक्रेटिक किसी इंस्टीट्यूशन पे कोई विश्वास नहीं है, सुप्रीम कोर्ट पे विश्वास नहीं है, सारे मामलों पे सुप्रीम कोर्ट के वर्डिक्ट आ चुके
हैं। और अभी
आपने जो बात कही है अडानी जी वाली, अडानी जी का मामला भी सुप्रीम कोर्ट चला गया, सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने अपने सुप्रीम कोर्ट के जज की अध्यक्षता में 6 सदस्यीय कमेटी बना दी, और क्या चाहिए, अभी दूध का दूध पानी का पानी हो जाएगा। हम आपके माध्यम से कहना चाहते हैं, हम कोई अडानी के और अडानी के नियम विरुद्ध कोई काम के साथ नहीं है, लेकिन इस देश के व्यापारियों की भी एक अहम भूमिका है आजादी की लड़ाई में भी। आपसे हम पूछना चाहते हैं कि यदि आजादी के आंदोलन में घनश्याम दास बिरला, जमुना दास बजाज नहीं होते तो पूज्य महात्मा जी का आंदोलन आजादी का सफल नहीं होता।
जी बिल्कुल, आई वांट टू कम इन हियर बिफोर शमा मोहम्मद, बिफोर यू रिप्लाई लेट मी गेट इन अदर्स आल्सो। यस लेट मी गेट इन अदर्स आल्सो। नीरजा चौधरी,
ये जांच भी हो रही है।
नीरजा चौधरी डू यू फील नंबर वन दैट वी आर हेडिंग फॉर अ वेरी क्लियर राहुल गांधी वर्सेज नरेंद्र मोदी फाइट अहेड ऑफ 2024? इट सूट्स बोथ, it suits the Congress party to project him as the big leader, it suits the BJP because there is this internal calculation that it's much better to deal with one opponent than many opponents, and an opponent that you have beaten twice.
Sanket, I will answer that, and then I want to just respond to what Shama has said. Yeah. Is that Tavleen gone or is she here?
I'll just check.
Okay, now the first
not here
point
at the moment.
Is,
yeah.
Okay, your point, does it make it into a Rahul versus Modi? Yes. The whole controversy and the way it's played out has projected, or the Congress has attempted to project Rahul Gandhi as the main adversary from the opposition to Narendra Modi. And they have succeeded in this to an extent. For the BJP, it's always beneficial, they feel, that to have it Rahul versus Modi. A fight in which they think they will be able to I get the better of Rahul. Now, as far as 2024 is concerned, it may help the Congress to position Rahul as the leader, not just of the Congress, but of the entire opposition. But does that revive the Congress party? Does that help the Congress win elections? And does it lead to opposition unity, which is going to be critical for the opposition in 2024? Unless, if the Congress can get its tally up to 100 seats, the game will change. The message will go to all the democratic institutions of India. If the entire opposition by coming together can bring down the BJP tally to 220, the game will change. It will not change by simply projecting Rahul Gandhi as the leader. This is my view.
Interesting. And now I also, Anisha Chaudhary, I also want you to comment.
Quick point to Shama. Very quick point to Shama.
Yeah, sure.
And that is, you know, it's a request to the Congress. Rahul Gandhi takes a swipe at journalists. You are virtually saying you are sold out the moment he steps into a press conference. Now, I would say even now, you know, the comment to about Tavleen. You know, you have always been with Modi. I would please request you, answer the arguments. Don't look at the message, not the messenger. Because there has to be a dignity between politicians and the media. We are doing our role and you are doing your role.
Yeah, but I also feel, Ms. Neerja Chaudhary, that once you are in this profession, you have to develop a very, very thick skin.
Can I answer?
Especially if you are a cartoonist like Manjul. Thick skin.
Can I answer?
You have to be thick-skinned to criticism.
Can I answer?
No, one moment. I have to get in. Mr. Gupta also has been patiently waiting, and then I'll come back to you. Mr. Gupta, a quick word on that cartoon. I'll want to ask that question to Kailash Soni also. I don't know if you've seen that cartoon or not. It's a four-minute cartoon.
Seen.
Oh, so what are your comments? You feel this is a deliberate attempt at projecting a Congress versus BJP fight for 2024?
Yeah, that is very clear. That's very clear. They want a Rahul versus Modi contest. And
glossing over the controversial issues. For instance, Rafael was mentioned.
So every party will do that.
But Hindenburg wasn't.
COVID
deaths wasn't.
GST wasn't. Every party will put its best foot forward. And no party will like to put things which are embarrassing.
So you think Congress should release its own cartoon?
Of course, Congress should use all propaganda machinery to put their best foot. But what I say is that right now the entire opposition stands divided. So the only national party right now which can challenge Mr. Modi is Congress. So that's why it's trying to denigrate the Congress. It's trying to blame the Congress for everything what has been ill, because Congress has also been in power for longest time. But at the same time, I also feel that BJP is running from a debate, although the parliament is the only place where a purposeful debate can take place, and that is a place where
reply
to what he said.
Okay, quickly, please.
No, he mentioned one Ms. Chaudhary. I never said what she is with Modi. That I have to make it clear. I said, good, she's with us today. That's all. So that doesn't mean she's with them. No, that's putting words in my mouth. To Kailash ji, what I wanted to say is that unhone kaha ki Supreme Court. And this Supreme Court, which is monitoring, wo ek academic committee hai. Okay. Now, this academic committee is basically looking into the regulatory body, SEBI. That's what their job is. SEBI ke upar kya hai, kya galti hai, kya sab. Now, this academic committee cannot do summons. It cannot do a criminal investigation. It cannot check out the data. They do not have the power. The one who has the power to do criminal investigations is the JPC. They can summon anybody they want. They can get the data. Wo sab JPC kar sakte hai. Lekin jo ye
Lekin
jo
TMC kya kar raha hai? What is the TMC saying, Shama Mohammed? They are saying that we all know what a JPC will result in.
See, why do we have a democracy? Democracy with different opposition parties will have different views. No, that is their viewpoint. I'm the Congress party. We ran a government. So
okay,
we are,
very,
we are
very, very, very quickly.
Democracy
I get your point. Shama Mohammed, now I want to ask you a question. Shama, now I want to ask you a question on this cartoon. Shama, limited time. And thus I want to. Shama Mohammed, one moment. Now my question to you on this cartoon. I don't know whether you have seen it or not. Have you?
Yeah, so I have not seen it, but I heard what you said. I want them to add in that cartoon, Jersey cow, hybrid bacha, vidwa ke khate, supranaka, then 50 crore ki girlfriend. Wo sab karo na. Aap chai wale ye sab bol rahe ho, to ye sab bhi karo. Kisne shuruaat ki?
Why don't you make a cartoon? Even the Congress should release a cartoon strip.
कार्टून करवा रहे हो इतने डरते हो आप राहुल गांधी से इसीलिए सब कुछ कर रहे हो आप डरो मत पहले हड्डी दिखाओ नरेंद्र मोदी को आके बोल दो कि यस वी आर डूइंग अ जेपीसी आई हैव नथिंग टू
हाइड मंजुल मंजुल एज वेल एज मिस्टर कैलाश सोनी वेरी क्विकली मंजुल डू यू फील दैट अ रिस्पांस टू अ कार्टून और अ क्रिएटिव फॉर्म शुड बी अनदर क्रिएटिव फॉर्म एंड दिस हैज हैपेंड इन द पास्ट बाय द वे
व्हाई शुड वी फॉलो व्हाट दे वांट टू डू Why should they set the narrative? Who are they?
Yeah, question for Mr. Manjul, please.
We will decide what we will do. We are not going to go what they are going to put the
sure,
narrative.
Sure, question for Mr. Manjul, please. Mr. Manjul, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, your
Actually,
response.
She was speaking, I didn't want to cut.
Sorry, I couldn't hear
that.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
See, the thing is, whatever you may say, but this is not kind of cartoon film or something. This is basically a propaganda wheel. Okay. And obviously, the opposition is free to come up with their own propaganda video against it. So, they are absolutely free. They want to do it, they can do it. But this is basically a political fight. And I'm not very sure that BJP is going to keep running such cartoon movie films for another year. I think this is just a start. So probably they will change it with the time because still the elections are some like 400 days away. So this is just their first. But you are absolutely right that if somebody wants to criticize something, it would be better if they do it in the same form.
ओके व्हाट अबाउट यू मिस्टर कैलाश सोनी आपने सुना कांग्रेस का क्या कहना है उनका यह कहना है कि आपने कार्टून स्ट्रिप तो बना दी उसमें आपने नोटबंदी नहीं डाली जीएसटी में जो तकलीफ हुई वो नहीं डाली और जो नरेंद्र मोदी ने जो बयान दिए हैं या भारतीय जनता पार्टी के नेता जो बयान देते हैं वो भी नहीं है उसमें पूरी बात कीजिए
एक तो बात बड़े हास्यास्पद बात उन्होंने कही कि राहुल गांधी से डरते हैं अरे इस आदमी को थोड़ी सी भी समझ हो ये देश जो है अब नादानों का देश नहीं है हमारी डेमोक्रेसी जवान नहीं प्रौढ़ हो चुकी है ये मिथक दिमाग से निकाल दो कि नेताओं को ज़्यादा समझ में आता है पत्रकारों से नेताओं से जनता आगे है और जनता बार बार फैसला कर रही है आपकी कोई बात देश को जच नहीं रही है गले नहीं उतर रही है और
तो
मोदी जी को उनका क्या संबंध तुम स्थापित करोगे अपने अडानी से जो आदमी अपनी माँ के लिए सामान्य अस्पताल में इलाज कराता है जो आदमी कोई स्पेशल प्रिविलेज अपने सगे भाई को नहीं देता जिस आदमी ने पैसा क्यों कमाएंगे मोदी जी ने कोई अपने लिए मकान बनाया अपने पुश्तैनी मकान में दो ईंट नहीं जोड़ी वो आदमी अडानी के लिए क्या स्पेशल प्रिविलेज देगा यह सामान्य बात समझ लो मोदी का कोई मुकाबला नहीं है इसलिए नहीं है कि मोदी का आचरण श्रेष्ठ है और जनता उस पर भरोसा कर चुकी है और ये सारे जो जमानत पे लोग हैं इनका कितने समूह बन जाए कोई पोलराइजेशन हो जाए जब देश की जनता को भरोसा हो जाए अपने नेता पे तो उसका तोड़ केवल आचरण से है आपको हम निःशुल्क सलाह देना चाहते हैं मैडम चौधरी जी को कि आप जरा आचरण सीखिए मोदी जी को यदि
ऐसा
देश में पैदा करिए आपकी बात में लोग भरोसा करें, ऐसा इनेक्टमेंट करिए, ऐसी नीति अडॉप्ट करिए कि लोग आपको
शमा मोहम्मद क्विक राइट टू रिप्लाई वी आर रनिंग आउट ऑफ टाइम प्लीज या शमा मोहम्मद
मोदी जी ये है वो है उनके एक एमपी ने कहा है कि गॉड से देशभक्त है अभी बताइए क्या कार्रवाई की है मोदी के ऊपर वो प्रज्ञा ठाकुर के ऊपर बोला सांसद के अंदर देशभक्त है और जिन्होंने हमारे बापू का हत्या किया मोदी ने क्या कहा मैं माफ नहीं करूंगा क्या क्या बताइए
हम तो ये कहते हैं कि एलआईसी ने जवाब दिया आपके पास अडानी के नियम विरुद्ध क्या काम किया उसको हमने कानून में छूट कहाँ दी हमने ऐसी छूट नहीं दी
कि आप लाखों करोड़ों की कोणियों में खरीद ले
हमने ये छूट नहीं दी कि बिना जांच के
वन बाय वन प्लीज
मैडम बाड्रा को मकान कौन से कायदे में आपने इलाज कराए अरे क्या जवाब दोगे कोई आदमी नहीं बचेगा
पाकिस्तान के साथ
ओके नाउ इट विल बी सच अ प्रिविलेज Ladies and gentlemen, it will be such a privilege. I've come to the end of the discussion, but it will be such a privilege to have the same heated debate and discussion inside Parliament. That the Parliament functions and we see the same heated discussion inside Parliament. Waiting for that day, let's hope it is tomorrow. Thank you very much to all of you all for joining us. Thank you. All right, let's now focus on the plight of the farmers. You see, what is happening in Maharashtra is that farmers are participating in a long march. They say that this long march is because of their long-standing demands that have not been fulfilled. Now, most of these farmers are walking under the banner of left farmer organizations, which is why you see the left flags, the CPM flags. But apart from that, there are certain demands that are being raised by these farmers. And the one key issue that the farmers faced very recently was a bumper crop where for onions as well as potatoes, what happened was that there was a bumper crop. Suddenly there was just too many in the market. And that led to a situation where they were not getting even their money's worth in the market. A typical supply and demand problem. Now it is very interesting for you to know, and that's why we put this graphic on screen, that the government had provisioned in the union budget for a situation like this. So in 2018-19, Operation Greens was launched in the union budget. This is part of the food processing ministry. What is the objective of Operation Greens? The objective was intervention to protect the growers of fruits and vegetables from making distress sale due to lockdown and reduce the post-harvest losses. Specifically, at a situation where there could be a problem that they face, the objective was that there should be no distress sale by the farmers. It would have fit perfectly in a situation like this. Now, what is the pattern of assistance? The ministry says it will provide subsidy at 50% of the cost of the following two components, subject to cost norms, transportation of eligible crops from surplus production cluster to consumption center, and hiring of appropriate storage facilities for eligible crops, which means, and that too, for a maximum period of 3 months, which means the government knew that there can be a problem where there is either a bumper harvest or there is suddenly, surplus production. So to protect the farmer, there was a provision in the budget. But now we come to the reality of this scheme. In the Lok Sabha, on the 22nd of March last year, 22nd March 2022, in an explanation about Operation Greens, what does the government say? They say that of the 200 crore rupees allotted as part of this scheme to help the farmers, only 5.5 crores were spent. Of the 32 crores provisioned in 2019 and 2020, only 2.84 crores spent. In 2020-2021, 38 crore rupees were provisioned. Only 38 crores were spent. So in 2020 and 2021, the full amount was spent. But then in 21-22, of the 74 crore rupees provisioned, only 60 crores were spent. So of a total of 345 crore rupees, only 107 crore rupees have been spent so far. So in 4 years, only 31% of this contingency fund has been spent by the government. The big question that we want to ask is why? You have a provision in the law. You have the funds allocated. And yet you are not spending this money. Why do you want to do that? So in this case, has the Operation Greens fund been utilized or not is going to be the big question to the government. But on the ground, what exactly is happening? What are the farmers saying? And will there be any solution to a situation where they have to walk barefoot, leaving bruises and blisters on the soles of their feet? Sohit Mishra with this ground report. पक्कासाठी न्यायासाठी लढण्यासाठी तलार घरात बसून बघणार नाही आतारस्यावर तलार घरात बसून बघणार नाही आतारस्यावर तलार Farmers from Sunday have been walking from Nashik and they are going to Mumbai with several of their demands. And most of them have cracks on their feet. They are facing a lot of issues as well as they are in a lot of pain. You will see their feet have been swollen. They have cracks on their feet as well. Kaki kasha lagla hota ye kay zale?
Chalun. Dinduri pasun chalun aalo ami payan. Mang te pay sujun aale amche.
काय झालंय चप्पल नाही
चप्पल नाही चप्पल तुटून गेली
चप्पल तुटून गेली कधी तुटली चप्पल
तिसऱ्या दिवशी
तेव्हापासून रडू नका ते घेऊन देणार काय काय हवंय सांगा
पैसे दिले मी तू कोणी मला चप्पल आणून देत नाही मी ते एक माणसाचं दिलं तर चप्पलच कुठे सापडत नाही तसंच हिंडतोय फोड आले पायाला चटक बसले
कशाला लागलाय कसा लागलाय आणि कधीपासून तुम्हाला दुखतंय
आम्हाला जिथून मोर्चे निघाला सुरगाण्यापासून आम्ही पायी पायी आलो पूर्ण पायाला रक्त निघतले आणि पूर्ण चपला आमच्या तुटून गेल्या तरी आम्ही मागा सरलो नाही हा चपला तुटून गेलेल्या आहेत
व्हाइल द लॉंग मार्च ऑफ द फार्मर्स कंटिन्यू फ्रॉम नासिक टू मुंबई देयर्स अनदर साइड ऑफ इट एज वेल Now, I am right outside the Shahapur Hospital. Why Shahapur Hospital? Because that is exactly where the farmers have reached.
Hey, lagla kasa kai zala kai?
Ye thoda se, I dagar madhi chappal gutli. Te bhi kasa kam gale, he bhi kasa kam gale.
Acha, payat pan lagla
hai?
Ata mala sanga, acha, agodar pan tumhi pude jana rahat ki kai karna rahat? Mumbai la jana rahat ka? Kai jana rahat, kasha lagai cha?
Ya, vavran saad.
Jana rahat pan? तुमचा पायाला पण लागले काय काय झालं काय
हे पायाला ते चालून चालून लागले ती काय फुटले हे पाय
फुटले
पायगा जाऊन राहिल्या
सो व्हॉट ही सेइंग इज दॅट देर आर क्रॅक्स ऑन हिज फीट बिकॉज ही हॅज बीन वॉकिंग तुमचं चप्पल नाही दिसतंय चप्पल कुठे आहे तुमचं
चप्पल ते चालत नाही चप्पल घरीच ठेवली ती तिथेच चप्पल
का चालायला होत नाही का
गाडीतच ठेवली चप्पल
का चालायला होत नाही का
ते इथे चालत नाही ना चप्पल घालल्या
In Shahapur, the camera person Rajendra Dayalkar, Sohit Mishra, NDTV.
With that, we come to the end of this broadcast, but news continues on the other side. Stay with us.